Thank you, Ann. But Dan Gross from the Brady campaign joins us, along with John Lott, the more guns, less crime man. But Dan, in terms of the background check, I mean, you know, I'm heartbroken, and I think a lot of people are, that the Senate could not get it together to get the expanded background checks. First of all, do you think that there is a political consequence? And given the red-blue division of the country, doesn't it seem as if, as many of my callers have suggested today, that the people that voted against the background check, you know, maybe they represent a rural state like Wyoming, but that state wants no background check, so there won't be a political consequence. What do you think, Dan Gross, of the Brady campaign?
Yeah, I mean, I think anybody who thinks that they're representing a state that isn't supportive of the common sense background checks, criminal background checks, is actually mistaken. I actually think not only does there have the potential to be strong political consequences for doing the wrong thing in the long term, I think in the near term, this isn't over. I'm hopeful that this is going to come back before the Senate. I mean, everything that we're hearing from the senators that voted no and from their offices is that they are shocked how fierce the backlash has been from the American public.
Really? That would be a first, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would. I think we've really, this issue has now transcended being, about, the sympathy that we feel and the outrage that we feel around these high-profile tragedies that capture our attention. And, you know, we're all heartbroken when we hear about, the tragedy of Newtown, to being about, you know, the outrage of the American public that our elected officials are ignoring our will and our safety. And, you know, and it's palpable and it's inspiring, to be honest.
I wonder if John Lott sees it the same. In the wake of the vote, John, you championed the defeat of the expanded background check. Are you sensing that the people that backed you and your position are now in political peril?
I haven't heard anything like that. I've talked to staffs on the Hill, and they haven't heard the type of backlash that Dan's claiming exists. Look, the current system is a mess. You have virtually everybody who's currently denied being able to purchase a gun being a law-abiding person who simply has a name similar to somebody who they really want to stop. If they really wanted to get this passed, they could have done two things. But one would be to fix the system before they go and add a million more names onto it. You know, if you have a system where at least 95 and probably over 99% of these rejections are really false positives,
That's why these conversations with John Lott are always non-starters, because that's just utterly untrue that 99% of the people in the list, nobody else is out there saying anything remotely close to that. If somebody is a convicted felon, they're in that list.
The annual reports from the NICS, what do you say the false positive rate is?
You know, I never got to complain about a false positive, John,
yeah,
I have to say.
I want
you guys to debate vigorously, but it just doesn't seem that is real.
If you have 2 million, the president goes and says that there's 2 million dangerous people that have been stopped. That's simply false. It should be 2
John, it's not. It's not. 2 million people. I mean, I work for the Brady campaign. It's the Brady law.
All right, hold on. One at a time. John, you make your point, then Dan, let's have a rebuttal.
The problem that you face is when you have 2 million people being stopped like that, you get a small but significant number of people who really need to get a gun quickly for self-defense. And there's another 12 million who are delayed about 3 days.
Oh, so what? Who cares? You delayed 3 days. What, are you going to have a gunfight at the OK Corral?
It doesn't
matter. I have no patience.
For a small number of people.
All right. Rebuttal, Dan Gross.
Here's the encouraging thing, Geraldo. The rest of the American public, the overwhelming majority of Americans who support background check, 90% of Americans.
But how would you get it back procedurally? Dan Gross, how would you get it back before the United States Senate, given the fact they've already defeated it? You know, haven't we moved on? And how does it come back up?
This was much closer than 54 votes. Unfortunately, you know, there were a number of senators out there who, were cowardly and they didn't want to be, you know, the 58th or 59th vote. And I am confident if we can make them feel the regret that they inevitably have to feel to some degree.
Well, who would you point out as vulnerable? Give me two names.
I mean, I don't want to say vulnerable, but I would say people that I would hope and that I would expect are hearing backlash right now. You know, I look at Ayotte. You know, she, Senator Ayotte, there was a poll that came out today that showed that her approval rating is down 15% since this vote. So, I mean, there's an example.
Well, she's in New Hampshire. She should regulate the sale of fireworks, too, because that's where the bombers black powder.
Issue, but her approval rating is down 15% since her vote. So, you know, I can't tell you personally whether she's vulnerable, but I can tell you if I were in her shoes, I would definitely be thinking twice about this vote.
Guys, I have to leave you. The President of the United States is speaking at the commencement, not the commencement, the